Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Here's John Batchelor.
We're very pleased to welcome Brigadier General Yossi Cooper-Vasser, IDF retired director of the Project on Regional Middle East Development at the Jerusalem Center. Yossi, at the beginning of the year and the old JCPOA talks at Vienna, good pastry but no clarity. Where is the conversation, given the intention at the end of last year that the U.S. wants to make a deal, but Iran is being difficult? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. I think we are still at the same place, more or less. It's, the Iranians insist on a better deal from the Iranian point of view. They want a deal that will guarantee that the United States will not be able to leave the deal. And they want a deal that will cancel and lift all the sanctions that were put on Iran since 2015, or actually 2018. And the Americans, of course, cannot accept it. And we are still stuck in the same place. The option of a really good deal, or a deal that would make sure that Iran cannot have the capability to produce nuclear weapons, is not on the table at all. And what we have instead is the possibility of the status quo continuing, a situation where the Iranians continue to accumulate more highly enriched uranium and bringing themselves to the capability to produce a couple of nuclear weapons within a short period of time. That is another danger, which is less dangerous than coming back to the deal, which will enable the Iranians to have the capability to produce a very big arsenal of nuclear weapons in 10 years, something like 100 bombs or so. And this is, of course, even worse. So we have to choose here between two bad options.
Yossi, what could you clarify some of the reports that have come out about the differences between some of Israel's military intelligence and Mossad assessments, saying that a no deal is better than a return to the old deal, or a bad deal is better than no deal? It seems that the restrictions, it's a question of how you view the ability to contain Iran, as you were pointing out, because the idea that the president can't deliver on the promise of never pulling out, both because of Congress and legally he can't promise it. So is there a formula here where Iran really will be serious about negotiations and Israel will have a clear policy about its preference?
Well, I think that what was leaked from the cabinet meeting in Israel is that the head of the military intelligence was saying that from the point of view of our preparedness to take care of the Iranian effort to get closer to the capability to produce nuclear weapons, we are not well prepared at this point, and because of that, we should gain some time. And because of that, it would be better if we go back to the deal that the original JCPOA from 2015. I think he's wrong, but maybe he knows something that I don't know about our readiness. It's we had enough time to prepare ourselves to take care of this program, and if we leave the Iranians back, if we allow the Iranians go back to the Iran deal from 2015, our preparedness and capabilities will not be relevant at all, because the Iranians will be able to produce, as I said before, a big arsenal of nuclear weapons without having to cross any threshold on the way to these weapons. So we have to take advantage of whatever we have in our possession today, you know, to threaten the Iranians and to make sure that they realize that the threshold that they have to cross now is very dangerous for them. I think they understand it as we stand right now. And the fact is that they say we shall not enrich uranium on top of 60%. They understand the danger. And I think we should keep on sending this message to the Iranians to deter them.
Yossi, has there been any change by our allies at the JCPOA table, Paris, Berlin, and London? Any change significant?
It's hard to say, because publicly they don't say anything new. But I think if you follow what the National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said when he was here in couple of weeks ago, he raised the option of the snapback. Now the United States cannot snap back because it's not a member of the deal anymore. So by that, I think he alluded to the possibility that if the Iranians keep going closer to the ability to produce nuclear weapons, then one of the European countries may snap back the deal. I don't see any of them speaking about that loudly, but they are definitely unhappy with the way the Iranians behave, and the Iranians keep accumulating enriched uranium, keep producing uranium metal, keep doing all kinds of things that erode the threshold they need in order to get to some small arsenal of nuclear weapons. And this may make the European patience thin. I must note in this respect that the Iranians were attacking the French and saying that they become the problem in the negotiations, which may be interpreted as a sign that the French are considering taking steps against them.
Malcolm, about the Palestinians. Yeah. About the Palestinians.
Right. We want to ask Yossi about the increase in Palestinian violence that we've seen in the last 2 months or so. What are they? What are the goals, and who's enabling it? Is this part of the Hamas's designs to create a more robust presence in the West Bank and to increase the pressure on Israel?
Well, yes, and not only. One of the reasons there's more violence is because Hamas, that feels a little bit emboldened by the weakening of Fatah and by what they consider to be their achievements in the Garden of the Walls operation, they are trying to weaken Fatah even farther and call upon the Palestinians living in the Judea and Samaria area to take to the arms and to carry out attacks against Israelis. But this is not the only reason. The other reason is because this is happening. Fatah also wants to compete with Hamas and being committed to the struggle against Zionism. And so they continue with their incitement. And so we find ourselves the victims of this competition between Fatah and the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad as well. And who is more committed to the struggle against Israel? Of course, each one of them is supporting a different kind of struggle. Hamas supports Hamas and the Islamic Jihad supports a struggle in which they use firearms and explosives, whereas Fatah is more in line with the idea of stabbing and all kinds of operations that ramming with cars, that operations that not include the use of firearms and explosives. But in the end of the day, we have casualties from this and that. And that's the sad thing that is happening in the West Bank. At the same time, I must say that the rise in the number of the attacks is not that dramatic. It's not a third intifada or anything like that. It's a small wave of violence that may become even stronger. We saw last night in one of the refugee camps in the Nablus area that we were shot at, an Israeli patrol was shot at, and they had to return fire and kill the Palestinian guy that was shooting at them. There's more violence than the usual. So far, not dramatically more.
Yossi, quickly, does Hamas continue to integrate into the Bakaa with Hezbollah? Is that going forward? We have a minute.
No, they're not. They're less in the Bakaa. They are in Lebanon. They are elsewhere. I must say, in the West Bank itself, we managed to thwart most of their attempts to promote their capabilities to carry out attacks. In Lebanon, there's somebody from above takes care of that. We saw this big explosion in the refugee camp Bruz El Shmali near Tyre that took care of some of their capabilities. So while they're building the capabilities, they also suffer from a lot of problems. They have a problem with the United Kingdom that declared them as the terror organization, including the so-called political wing. And they have problems with Saudi Arabia that prevented them from having money coming in. It's not all roses for the Hamas these days.
Brigadier General Yossi Cooper-Vasser of the Jerusalem Center, Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents. This is CBSi on the World. I'm John Mack.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.